Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and today we're going to start a new series, and it's going to take even longer than the last series. What I've decided to do is go through week by week the en route program at the FAA Academy. And so what I want to do is, different classes start on different days of the week. So I'm going to take it 5 days at a time, and that will take me through the 59 and 60 days. So it's going to be 12 weeks, and I'm just going to give you a brief overview. I'm not going to go into a lot of very specific details about each of the lessons or anything like that, because if you're at the academy, you're going to get that. You're going to get that from your lead instructor, from your A-lead, and as you get into the labs, from the other instructors. And so what I'm going to do is just do a little brief overview of what each day is going to be like, and then give you some insight into what to be concentrating on. And, especially at the very beginning, the first 2 days, there's a lot of just paperwork stuff that they put you through. And so, and then we'll go over kind of the things to concentrate on. Okay, so week one at the academy, day one, sometimes it's the day after you finish basics, sometimes it's a couple of days in between, especially if you, obviously, if you finish basics on a Friday, you're not going to go in on Saturday. But day one, you have just some briefings from the FAA, and you have a training overview. There's a course overview. You get there's a get to know you from the lead and maybe the A lead. They'll tell a little bit about themselves, and then they'll ask some questions. Have each of you students introduce yourself and tell a little bit about you. And then depending on the lead, they may or may not start the AeroCenter airspace lesson. It's a fairly long lesson. It goes into the next day. And so some instructors like to kind of go out of order a little bit, since the order at the very beginning is not as important as it is later on. And in order to get that map lesson all at once instead of breaking it up. But that, like I said, it just depends on your lead instructor, how they want to do it. And then day two, you either finish or you start the AeroCenter airspace. You have another introduction, some training, and then radio and interphone procedures, which is kind of important. And of course the map, the airspace is incredibly important for your 12 weeks for the En-route Academy. You have to know the map, you have to know the airspace, you have to know the sectors around you, the frequencies, the centers around you, their frequencies, sector numbers, what do you call them, things like that. You have to have that down pat. Radio and interphone procedures. You're going to be on the radio and talking to controllers, talking to pilots and non-radar, talking to controllers in the radar lab all the time, every day, constantly. And so you have to have that down. You have to have the procedure, the phraseology down for those communications. And then at the end of the second day, you get another briefing. One of the supervisors from the FAA will come in and talk about some stuff with you. And then you have really the first of your many opportunities in the classroom to work on studying the map. And then that's day two. Day three, you start looking at flight progress strips. And these are going to be incredibly important for you also, not just in non-radar, but in radar as well. And so it's another one of those very important lessons that you have to pay attention on, and you have to start practicing while you're knowing that you have a map test in 2 weeks and needing to study for that and needing to, you know, memorize all the stuff that's on the map. And there's a lot of stuff on the map, but I will tell you, if you go about it and study every day, those 2 weeks, you'll have the map down, and you'll have the map down to the point where you score very well on the map test. Just take my word for it. It seems like a lot of information at the beginning. If you break it down into the various parts of the map, the airports, the approach controls, the other facilities, the other sectors, and get, you know, just take it methodically and not try to just go from top to bottom and try to memorize it. It doesn't really work that way. And so they have on the computer, they have, you know, lesson and a way for you to go through and learn the various parts of it in a very organized way. And so you have to concentrate on the lessons that you're going over in class while you're also spending time memorizing the map. And so that's really what they're trying to get you to figure out, how to balance that. And so flight progress strips, you start on day three, and then you have some more airspace study time. Day four, you finish up flight progress strips, and then you go to what you write on the flight progress strips. That'll be day four. You have some more map study, and then you go into more detail on what you write on the strips. And then you go into how you forward that information to other facilities, to other sectors. And that is going to be extremely important as you go forward. And then you'll have a little e-learning for the map. When I was going through the non-radar to become a non-radar instructor, I found the stuff that they had on the computer was actually very good. And we didn't have to, obviously I knew the map, I didn't have to learn it in order to be able to draw it or take the map test. But as an instructor, I needed to know it. And in non-radar, as I'll get into in the coming weeks, there are things about the map that you have to have down. You can't take the time to look at the map to remember what the number is. You have to know it. You have to memorize it. It's just something you have to do, and we'll get into that in the coming weeks. And so that is the first week, and it may not seem like a whole lot, but you are getting a lot of information. There are four or five lessons in there you have to learn, you have to know, and you have to be able to deal with. And like I said, you're having to concentrate on those and practice those while you're also trying to memorize the map. And so it's going to be this way for 12 weeks. You're going to have new stuff that you're learning every day that you need to learn, that you also need to work on, that you need to practice while you are looking at what the next test is, looking at what the next eval is. And so it is very much a balancing act that you have to get right in order to excel. And the reason I haven't gone into, you know, really how to memorize the map and stuff like that is because everyone does it different. Some people just draw it out, you know, they laminate the map, and then they get a marker and they draw it out, and they just keep drawing it out, and they keep drawing it out, and that's how they memorize it. Other people will look at the text of the mileages and the fixes and all this, and that's how they'll memorize it. And then most people are probably a combination of those two. Okay, so really it's just whatever works for you, and no one can really tell you what that's going to be, you know, and you may not even know what it's going to be until you start doing it. And so that's why I haven't gone into detail on that. Now, as far as the flight progress strips and recording information on them, that you just have to practice, and you have to practice, and you have to practice. And then forwarding the flight plan, that's when you start getting into some of the phraseology, and they have little helpful charts around the classrooms that have phraseology on it. And most of the time when you're doing your evals, those will be covered, or they'll, you know, have them, they'll fold them up and make it where you can't see that. But if you're having to rely on something that's on the wall when it comes time for your non-rater evals for the phraseology, then you haven't studied. You haven't prepared for it. So the things that are on the wall, the charts, and they've probably included those charts in the information that's on your iPad. That is stuff that you have to memorize. There's going to be a lot of memorization, but if you practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it well, the phraseology that's on the walls, you have to get it exactly right. Exactly right. Or it's a phraseology error. So you have to practice, but you also have to practice correctly. And that's where that teamwork comes in, where the people that you're practicing with, this is not something you practice on your own, but the people that you're practicing with, you have to be accountable to each other to be correct. It's the only way you're going to be able to help each other. Okay? So, that's week one. It's a lot of information. And on the other hand, it's not quite as much information as you're going to get in week two. And you're going to go very quickly from the very basic part of the en route program into, by the end of week two, you're going to be talking about holding procedures, board management, route assignments, altitude assignments, and stuff like that. And you're going to go over the LOAs, and all while you are still studying for that map test that comes up in week three. So, like I said, it's a balancing act. And you have to be prepared, and you have to be prepared going in. Week one, they kind of ease you in. It's not going to be like that for week two or week three. Okay? So, get ready. Fasten your seatbelt. Because it's like a ride at an amusement park. It may start off slow, but it's going to pick up, and it's going to go fast, and you have to be ready for it. It will be exciting, and there will be times when your stomach's in your throat, and there will be times when you have your hands over your head, and you're screaming, and you're enjoying the ride. But that is what the Academy is all about. And so, like I said, they start you off kind of slowly. Next week, we'll go into what week two is like, and what to concentrate on those. And there's a lot of information in week two. And so that is all for week one. I want to thank you again for listening to these podcasts, for following the podcast. I am incredibly humbled as the numbers keep growing. Thank you all so much. If you're at the Academy and you're obviously past week one, let me know. Emails are free. First call, phone call is free. And we'll see how much I can help you, because that's my goal. That's my mission, is to help as many of you as I can get through the Academy and become the best air traffic controllers you can be. And so that's where I am. And hopefully this information, as we go through it, will be a help to you. I'm not going to give away anything that the FAA wouldn't want me to give away. So it's just information that I have as a former instructor, as a former lead instructor, and just as someone who knows what's coming up for you. And so, like I said, thank you again for listening. I hope you guys that are at the Academy have a good week. Hang in there. Keep going. Like I said, if you need any help, let me know. I'd be more than happy to help. And you can email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. It'll be in the notes. If you want to set up a phone call, there's a way at sidebysideatc.com. And like I said, no cost for the initial call. And we can see if I can help you and how much I can help you. And like I said, hang in there. Keep going. Don't give up. You will get better. Get better every day. Just practice every day, and you will get better. And hopefully we can help you get better enough that at the end they say, welcome to the FAA, and here's where you're going for your job. And like I said, that's our goal. And thank you very much again for listening. Hope you have a great week. Let me know if you need anything. And just remember, you're not there alone. I'm here, and we can get through this and get you on your career as an air traffic controller side by side. Bye.